I'm Harriet Gilbert, and you're listening to The Word from the BBC World Service. Ian McEwan's not the only writer to value the virtues of tight, precise prose. In stark contrast to the project we looked at last week, in which nearly 2,000 people spent a month contributing to a vast, sprawling novel on the internet, this week we visit two websites where speed and brevity are the watchwords. Fiction and non-fiction published on Flashquake has to be shorter than 1,000 words, while over on Quick Muse, a poetry site, contributors have a maximum of 15 minutes to write their compositions, a clock ticking away as they work. When I spoke with the founder of Quick Muse, Ken Gordon, on the line from Boston, and Flashquake's editor, Debbie Orton, on the line from New York, I asked Debbie first why she started her site.
I got started with it, I believe, in around 1999 when I picked up a copy of Sudden Fiction, which was an anthology of flash fiction stories. And I started writing flash. I joined a flash writing group and realized that at that time there weren't a lot of venues open for people who wrote flash literature. And that's kind of how Flashquake came into being.
What unifies flash fiction and flash non-fiction as distinct maybe from other sorts of short writing?
In a way, I think it's almost closer to poetry in that you have to be very precise in the vocabulary you use. You also have to pare your story down to the bare essentials. And what you get in the end in a good flash fiction story is a concentrated experience. It can be as significant as a life-changing event in 1,000 words or less.
Well, Ken Gordon, your site, Quick Muse, isn't so much concerned with brevity as speed. But before we look at the principles behind it, would you just explain how Quick Muse operates? How does it work?
Well, essentially, we take two poets and we give them a more or less randomly picked theme. We surprise them with this theme and then we have them write against a 15-minute clock. And our software essentially captures each keystroke as they're composing their poems. And when they've finished and hit the all done button, our readers press the playback button and they can watch a poem in the process of being born.
Well, I'd like to return to the playback function on your site, which is an amazing thing in many ways. But could you explain why you think it's a good thing for poets to write fast? Because most people would say that these three quarters of the art of writing was in the revision and the editing, and that's a very slow process.
The idea is a lot of times the sort of inspiration that goes on in the revisionary process kind of marginalizes the inspiration, the original impulse. It pushes it to the side and it gets covered up. And we're basically just trying to reconnect these extremely talented writers with turning those poetic impulses into language very, very quickly, immediately.
Have you had much response from them about their reaction to what they write under these circumstances? Are they pleased with it?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are pleased. It's a very difficult thing, and I think most poets are just happy when they get to the end of the poem and can hit the all done button. But, you know, some people were terrified and they confessed to sweating their way through a poem. But, you know, for the most part, everybody has really learned something from it, and that's the key thing. They like learning.
And what sort of things do they say they've learned?
Well, they learn that sometimes they need a form to get started. Sometimes they can purely improvise. Sometimes they find that they would say things on the first draft and discard them and never think twice about them that they later on will revise by looking through, watching the playback, teaches them sort of quirks of their own literary personality that they might not have otherwise known.
Debbie Orton, would you say that by publishing them on the internet, you're doing something very different from publishing them in print? Could you not equally well have a quarterly print magazine with these stories and non-fiction stories in it?
Well, certainly not for the same cost.
Ah.
Our costs per year are under $2,000. And in addition to the cheap production costs, part of the reason we do it on the internet is the unlimited audience. It exposes people to a much wider audience than a print publication of, say, 5,000 would do.
Well, if we could just look now at the amazing playback function on QuickMuse. I mean, it is quite extraordinary. You go to the site and you can see, as though in real time, the words kind of being typed out onto the page. But one thing, I mean, I haven't looked at all of them by any means, but one thing I found was that very few of the poets seem to have second thoughts. Just occasionally you see them deleting something and replacing it. But mainly it just comes clean onto the page and with very few typing mistakes. Are they really writing them, I mean, absolutely from conception to finish in 15 minutes?
What you see is what you get. They may go in there with a little pre-plan, but I can't prohibit them from doing that. I encourage them to empty their mind before they step onto the band stage, as it were.
Last week, we spoke with the digital publisher of Penguin Books about an experiment that he ran on the internet in which he got, I think in the end, something like 2,000 people coming to this site and working together to write a novel. They were editing each other, they were adding storylines and adding characters and so on. And I think to some extent it was a faintly chaotic result, but it was a very interesting project. And it made me wonder whether the more exciting and innovative and cutting-edge things in literature these days are happening on the internet rather than in print.
Well, I'd be loath to make a generalization like saying that the internet's where it's at. But having said that, this sort of thing we're doing at QuickMuse has never existed before in the history of literature. We're basically giving people an x-ray of the creative process of brilliant poets like the poet laureate of the United Kingdom, Andrew Motion, and Paul Muldoon, and Robert Pinsky. And we're having a record of what they're thinking in the moment. And this, in a weird way, I think will be of value to future scholars and historians. And that's pretty excited, and that's pretty unprecedented.
Ken Gordon of QuickMuse and Debbie Orton of Flashquake.